Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Monday. I hope you're doing okay. I can admit that yesterday, I've already done probably 3 or 4 versions of this segment already. And it started yesterday, as a matter of fact. It started on my way home as I was driving home, and I sat in silence there, incensed by what I saw in what was a Kansas City ass-kicking by the Dallas Cowboys for your Cleveland Browns. And I will tell you, there was a purely rage, like, monologue that I had where it was just bleep them, bleep everybody here, bleep this team. And there was a blame game one. Guys, I did one just on Deshaun. I did one just on Kevin Stefanski. I did one on culture. And the reality is, this is the fifth time. But now I'm actually doing it into a microphone. That's how bad yesterday's loss ticked me off. And I know Ken Carman's already on awful announcing for throwing a caller off the air today for the Baker Mayfield thing. Baker Bros, 216-474-0092. Deshaun haters, Deshaun apologists, 216-474-0092. The next 5 hours, there are no right or wrong answers. Because there's no such thing as going too heavy at the Cleveland Browns today. There's no such thing as saying having some level of criticism that is unfair. I can't say that. That's a blanket statement. But the reality is, I'll be honest with you, I'm loose to you and I. We're used to losing, right? Yeah. So it's not the losing that really upset me all that much yesterday. Because I was a fat trombone player in marching band who was friend-zoned more than anybody out there at Woodridge High in the history of Woodridge High. So I'm used to losing. I've watched 25 years of Browns football, so I'm used to losing. I grew up in Cleveland, where the winters are a constant kick in the nards. I am used to losing. Yesterday was not about the Browns losing the game. Yesterday was about the Cleveland Browns not starting the game. And it's funny, like, I'll be honest with you guys, it's stuck in my craw. Every time Kevin Stefanski tells fans, make sure to show up on time, like your Miami fans, right? It does. And yesterday, and I don't mean to pick on the guy, but JW was on this station announcing a lot of really cool stuff. But he made mention of, well, make sure you guys get there on time. And I get that some of that is the Browns have a lot of really cool pregame festivities. And once again, the Browns did a bang up job between MGK and Bernie was part of that. And the Black Keys were part of that. And Michael Buffer was part of that. But maybe instead of spending the last 2 weeks telling Browns fans what time they should show up to the gates, maybe they should have told the Browns players themselves. Because they didn't just lose yesterday. No, they got punched in the mouth and they wilted. And I don't know what it is. I have racked my brain. And this goes back to last year, guys. It goes back to, well, why are they so bad away from home? Right? Yes, I get home road splits happen, but not to the extent that they were, and certainly not where the defense was number one at home and number 32 on the road. But I digress. That was a symptom of this. 2 years ago, the Browns had a front running streak a mile wide. And so I continue, why? And then I realized that that's the difference. Yesterday is a symptom of something that the Browns have not fully exercised yet. And I don't know if we need to get Father Guido Sarducci. I don't know if we need to get is Miss Cleo out there? I don't know if she's out of jail yet or back in jail yet. I don't know. Do we need to get somebody from the Exorcist movies? Do we need to get a cardinal, a father, a priest, the Pope himself? What is it about the Cleveland Browns that allow that yesterday? Because that's the thing that I just cannot stomach. And I have a mighty big stomach. So there's many things I can stomach. Things that even a cardiologist says shouldn't be able to stomach. I can stomach it all. Except when your team does two things. Comes out soft as hell and then gets punched in the mouth and turtles and disappears. The Cleveland Browns yesterday gave up. And by the way, the game did not start in the most disastrous way. You got the stop on the first drive by Dallas. Even then, even after a putrid showing offensively, even after Dallas scored, you had chance after chance after chance to get back in that game. And listen, Dallas made a lot of big plays yesterday, right? There was a punt return. By the way, lousy effort by the Cleveland Browns. There was any number of the CeeDee Lamb catches. By the way, lousy effort by the Cleveland Browns. There was any of the turnovers by Deshaun Watson. Lousy performance and lousy execution and lousy effort by the Cleveland Browns. There was any one of those. And by the way, Dallas made a lot of big plays. But you know what? That game, at any point, the Browns could have gotten into it. So while today, I get it. We are going to have the Deshaun Watson conversation. We're going to have what, and I got to be honest with you, every NFL analyst is rushing to the podium. Well, I think the Browns got a good team, but I'm not so sure about this quarterback. Woo! 3 years into Deshaun Watson, you've been holding that one back? Good job out of you. That's how you get paid the big bucks in the national game, is if you go out there and 3 years into Deshaun Watson not fulfilling on the promise of the trade that he was brought here to level up this organization to a level we had never attained in my adult life, right? The best thing I hear from national analysts on every podcast, on every show today, on every sports center is, I just don't know about this Deshaun Watson guy. Well done. Well done. Get a cookie on the way out. You've earned your keep for today with that level of analysis. So we'll talk about Deshaun Watson because I have some things to say about Deshaun. But if you think yesterday was about Deshaun Watson, I hate to tell you, you're dead ass wrong, because it's not just about Deshaun. Because I've seen this team, this very team, the same one that was constructed last year. I've seen this very same team overcome PJ freaking Walker. I've seen that happen. So I know that they can win in spite of the quarterback performance. But it wasn't just the quarterback. And yes, we will get it. I promise you, today, no one gets a pass. I know Peterlin's going to join us at 4. There is no Peterlin pass for today from my side of things. We'll see what JP thinks. But the thing is, it wasn't just about the quarterback. The offensive line looked woeful yesterday. Is that Andy Dickerson? Is that Bill Callahan? Or is that, I don't know, both tackles coming off an injury? I don't know. The route runners sure looked like they didn't have a pep in their step yesterday. Is that Deshaun Watson? Or is that a bunch of guys that get paid a lot to be pretty mid? I don't know. The running game. Well, it turns out the only way this team can run is from under center. But the problem is most of the offense is built for Deshaun in the shotgun. The new offense. I was told there was a new offense. It looked pretty awful. So if the new offense was built to be awful, I think it maybe should have taken a right turn somewhere and got the thing on track. But it all comes down to effort. And that is what pissed me off. That's what had me yesterday, four different times on the road home, and another time this morning. Every time I thought about what I was going to say to you guys, every time it came down to your effort sucked and you embarrassed Cleveland. Like, why is it that hard? Why is it that hard to get a team? Every single person out there listening right now grinds through all the bad stuff. We lose family members and we get through it, right? We lose jobs. Our careers get upended. Our careers get moved overseas. And every single freaking time we endure. But there's something about this team. And I'm specifically this team because I've seen Cavs teams that fit the mentality and that blue-collar nature of this town. I've seen baseball teams that don't have the biggest stars and are out there in first place or making a World Series run. So what is it about this team specifically that just cannot find a consistent...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And want to. Because when you solve that, you will have solved the dilemma that is these Cleveland Browns. So, yep, Deshaun sucked. Real analysis. I got 5 hours of Deshaun sucked. And honestly, I don't have a lot to kind of negate there. I don't have a lot to argue with you. He looked slow. He looked unconfident. He looked lost. Yep. Okay, so did Kevin Stefanski. Okay, there's another guy that needs it. And yet again, when asked today, well, how do you get Deshaun in the rhythm? Well, it's a team loss. Well, what do you think was behind the slow timing of Deshaun? Just got to take it one. It's one game, right? But this is a team loss. And that's the thing. It's not just a team loss, because a team implies the problem only lies on 1 through 53 or on the coaching staff. No, in the words of the late, great Ralphie May, this is a little bit more than a Diet Coke fix, because you didn't try. There's something about these guys, and I don't want to make, listen, now that I said that, because I realize I let the tiger out of the cage a little bit there. I know that there were guys that did try yesterday. The problem is they don't know how to play like a team for 60 minutes for 17 times a year. So every time, at least once a year, right? Last year, what was it? The Denver game. And then there was the LA game. And then there were a couple other games. Every year, there has been some time where this thing has reared its head. And we've called it front runner, right? We've called it dysfunctional. We've called it so many different things. So it's wild today. I would love to tell you, hey, it's 1-17, right? Hey, you got a chance to get back on the horse next week. Jacksonville's not this Leviathan that you have to worry about. The reality is, I don't trust these dudes from 1 week to the next. So they love when they get cheered, and then when they get jeered or booed, oh, man, why doesn't anybody like me? I would probably start by rolling back the tape yesterday. Newness is an excuse. Injuries are a reality. Every team in the NFL has injuries. The only ones that seem to completely stymie a team's ability to put a proper effort out there seems to be the Cleveland Browns. Oh, well, it's a new offense. Okay. Plenty of teams switched offenses or changed things up or added new wrinkles. Not too many of them looked as hopeless as they did yesterday. And I'm not giving up on the next 16 games, by the way, because you don't have a choice. If you want to give up on the next 16 games, I totally get it. I don't know how to be a fan and just basically count them out for the rest of the season. So like a schlub, I'm going to be back here for the next 16, 17 weeks doing the same thing, knocking my head against the wall and trying to figure it out, which is more than I can say for the team that once again got punched in the mouth yesterday and said, you know what? You're right. I should lay down. You should walk all over me, Dallas Cowboys, and that's the thing that kills me. Yep, losing, pretty used to it. Losing doesn't bug me, right? I don't fester over losses. I fester over whatever the hell we call that from yesterday.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.